The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's turn our attention and say good morning to the friendly guys over there at the Caribbean, the Trinidad and Tobago, or the Tobago Fisherfolk community. We have guest Curtis Douglas, president of the All Tobago Fisherfolk Association. Good morning to you, Mr. Curtis Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning to you and to all your listeners. Pleasant morning to Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you.
Listening public.
Thank you very much for your tardiness this morning. You got in very early. Got a little taste of the morning rumble, man.
Time is time.
I like that. Time is time. Yeah. So, Mr. Douglas, let's talk a little bit as we get into it. You know, the feeling of the fishermen. I mean, in Trinidad, we had some of them were complaining that they were worried that based on the activities taking place in the international waters in the Caribbean Sea, they were being forced into areas where pirates operate and so forth. How is Tobago seafarers faring as it relates to the fact that of this U.S. intervention in the Caribbean Sea and the rising tension between the U.S. and Venezuela?
Well, yeah, fisher folks are very concerned in terms that, you know, I mean, we are seeing things are happening in the high seas. And there's no telling when it could happen to us. So obviously, you fisher folks in Tobago is showing a bit more caution and a bit more paying more attention to what is taking place with them and their livelihood. Because today is you, tomorrow it could be someone else. We don't know. But needless to say, we in Tobago has been crying out for years for some form of protection, either from the Coast Guard, because for the last 3 to 4 years, we hadn't got any Coast Guard protection. We hadn't got that. And I even had wrote to the Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister, and they notifying them of the situation that is happening in Tobago, in the waters of Tobago, where fisher folk were being even chased by Venezuelans from their own fishing ground, from the traditional ground. We don't carry arms. We are peaceful. We go to make a living. And when Venezuelans running you off in your own waters, I mean, that speaks volume. So now we are seeing some action. We may not agree with the method that is being taken, but this is something we've been complaining for years in Tobago. Now, it's not only Venezuelans we was having problems. We was having problems with Bajan. But Venezuelans were the aggressor. And we would have been seeing a lot of activities that is not welcoming into our lifestyle in Tobago, in the seas, in the waters where Venezuela been taking place. Some people may not like it, but when you live it, you know it. So, I mean, I'm sorry if I hurting anybody's feeling, but I'm here to tell them what is really taking place and what has been happening and the build-up before this is happening. And yes, I make no apologies. There are drugs and human trafficking taking place. So all those who want to buy the male and female, it's about time they stop and have some order in Trinidad and Tobago, right? Let's be real. And me and the entire fishing populace of Tobago are very cautious, and we also understand this is not something that should be taken lightly. No, it's a time where Trinidad and Tobago should come together to protect their sovereign rights, the democracy, and the lives of the family. We are seeing Venezuelan with arms training women, mothers, and with guns. We still arguing about gun license and stand your ground, while our people is making, the vice president is making threat to us. Our lives in Trinidad and Tobago is threat by our neighbors. And now the Venezuela is moving the army closer to the edge of the brig between Trinidad and Venezuela. And we are sitting arguing amongst ourselves when we should be having an emergency and a strategic plan to protect our life and our families, because Venezuela is not paying. But I just want to make it clear, in case Trinidad and Tobago do not recognize comments from the fishing community, Trinidad is not blow any boat. Trinidad is not in any war with Venezuela. Right? And Trinidad Prime Minister did not call any Venezuelan ministers any names. They are the aggressor, not us. Their aggression should be turned against United States of America, not to the citizens and the fisher folk of Trinidad and Tobago. And we must be able to see, we must be able to see through one lens, because our lives are at stake. Our lives are at stake. And we need to get real. And the fisher folks in Tobago and the Tobagonians, we know and we have seen it. And we are going to echo that sentiment, because as you said earlier on, together we aspire. Together we must be able to achieve. But this calls for a collaborative effort with each and every citizen, because the collaboration is happening in Venezuela, you know. Because I remember Trinidad was taking refugees and we gave them ID card. Now they're turning and they want to be sending threats to our prime minister and to the people of Trinidad and Tobago. So we must, they must make it very clear. We are not the aggressor. We are not war with them. We are not war. We are peaceful. We are the most, if not the most peaceful people in the entire Caribbean, Trinidad, the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago.
Let's look at what you mentioned a few moments ago, where Venezuela, I mean, it's in the papers on page six, the military moves against arms and human traffickers near Trinidad and Tobago. With that sort of military action out there in the Caribbean Sea, which is, you know, mere meters away from our from the marine border that separates us, how is the fisher folk faring going out there? Could it be for that the fear of mistaken identity? Because a lot of talk went out when the U.S. carried out several attacks recent weeks on what they consider to be narco-trafficking pirogues or speedboats. You know, how are the fisher folk in Tobago faring going out there? I mean, is it that you all are feeling safer, as you mentioned, because there was no Coast Guard protecting you all, so you're feeling a little safer now? Or is it that you're more scared for your life to ply your trade to bring home, you know, the bacon for the family?
Well, fisher folk is more scared for their life. More scared for life, because let me say this: if Trinidad needs Tobago, catch a cool, you know. Make no mistake, you know. And what affects Trinidad affects Tobago, because listen, that boat that they bombed, it was in the waters of Tobago. I tell you something, like about 5 to 10 miles right outside of Charlottesville, coming around the coast there, right? It is not a joke. It is serious. And if anyone should die, it will end up in the shores of Tobago. You understand? That's how serious it is. But people, I just believe it, you know, it's just taking it lightly, as though it's a joke. It's not a joking matter. This is very serious. Very, very serious. And fisher folk, 30, 40, 40, sometimes 45 miles to catch fish. And we imagine we are encountering Venezuelans in our waters. And if they pursue and decide to invade or decide to challenge us, you know what is that? That is more chaos. And we are trying to prevent that chaos. So we on the sand of Tobago are very, very, very much concerned about our livelihood and going out to sea, because they are thinking it's only the American alone could damage us. They themselves with their words and their actions and their invasion of Tobago and Tobago waters and Trinidad Tobago waters for years been happening. It's about time this nonsense stop, right? Because hear what? Make no mistake. We as the fisher folk are not suffering from Stockholm syndrome. We are not. So don't let nobody tell you Venezuela trying to play victim and thing. We admit no aggression. And Tobago fisher folk is very concerned. Hence the reason why we believe the conversation should be had with the people to ensure that we start to protect our borderlines. And our first line of defense is the marine sector. Left fisher folks, they could arm them. We need to do what we need to do to protect, to maintain peace and stability in the Caribbean, and also to protect our fisher folk to be able to feed their family, and also to move a step further to try to protect our food security in Trinidad and Tobago. Because make no mistake, from Trinidad and from Tobago and fisher folk, Trinidad and Tobago first.
You know, and that was a question I wanted to ask here, as it relates to the price stability. You know, the increased dangers in going out and fish, the fish prices have maintained some sort of balance and, you know, still within the means that the average citizen can buy. In some areas, I'm seeing kingfish and carried coming in at $20 a pound I bought last week. So what has helped the fishermen to maintain a very stable pricing structure even though there is increased dangers that goes with the job at this time.
So what that does, right? That does now. So fishermen, the overfishing and the running on the fishing ground, now fisher folks will be able to fish a bit more, to be able to catch a bit more, because we're not fighting with the Venezuelans in our territorial waters anymore as much. Not, I can't say anymore, as much, so that we could be able to go out and spend a shorter, instead of spending a longer time in fighting against them and bringing a catch. So that means we could then pass that on to the consumer. You understand? So when we used to go out and we're fighting, you know, we're spending 8 hours, now the Coast Guard and all trying to restrict how far we go to ensure, maintain, you know, our proximity within our waters. So we go into our traditional grounds, catch, so that we could then pass that. But what we don't want to do is not being able to go to sea, because if we don't go to sea, that means we wouldn't be able to make that yield. And if we don't make that yield, when you do go, your yield, obviously your price is going to be a bit more. And right now, it could be maintained. And if you get black-eyed kingfish, right now for $20 in Trinidad, I mean, that's a steal of a deal. That's a steal of a deal.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Mon.
Good morning.
You know, this conversation is about fishing. And this conversation is about safety of the fishermen in Mayo. And this gentleman is telling me that we didn't make the response to Venezuela. No, sir. That is why they made a response to us, because our prime minister said to the Venezuelan administration, if you touch Guyana, by she kept saying that alone.
Mm.
So my question again, keep asking. Since we are so brave and so glad that Americans are the big lord protecting the Caribbean, is that going to be for the next journal or for the rest of your lifetime? I would like to know, you know, because I am seeing people being killed, assassinated. Right now, the Israeli prime minister has to go before the same gentleman from Tobago.
All right.
And I have a man who's a president assassinated people. There are two members of parliament in his country.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
This logic where this man coming with it to justify can make no sense. This seems political. It's not about freedom. This seems like this conversation is trying to make the justification of the prime minister from Tobago.
All right.
All right, we gotta get after.
All right, I'll have to leave it there.
You gotta get guns to go and fish.
All right, I'll have to leave it there. All right, and allow Mr. Douglas to respond.
Yeah, I wasn't hearing him so good. Your connection, sir.
All right,
well, your connection wasn't so.
All right, well then we'll skip that. But, it wasn't so brilliant.
But
go ahead.
But what I just want to respond to him and saying, I am not about war, right? And I'm saying what I said. We as Trinidad and Tobago are not the aggressor, are not in war with the people of Venezuela. We are not. We didn't blow up Trinidad and Tobago, didn't blow up any boat, you know. Trinidad and Tobago didn't kill anybody, you know. Trinidad and Tobago didn't murder anybody, you know. But what I'm saying to you, we did not call any honorable minister of Venezuela any names. But we have seen the vice president and the minister of arms or whatever he be calling and sending threat to the people of Trinidad and Tobago, to our prime minister. And you have to understand, the prime minister may not be perfect. Everyone is not perfect. Mm. But we have a sovereign right to protect ourselves, because when a bomb come or anything should happen, he ain't coming for anybody who call names, you know. It's for the people of Trinidad and Tobago. So I'm saying proper dialogue, proper conversation. We must be able to have that diplomacy, must be able to act here. Nobody's about war and about politics. It's about the lives of people of Trinidad and Tobago,
right,
and the fishing community and our food stocks.
Davey, why you continue to allow Bartar to railroad your program? At the end of the day, whatever, he comes on and he goes on and on and on. It's not 2 minutes for him. Man. He wants about 20 minutes, you understand? Because he feels he's a co-host. At the same time, however, I continue to hear you say, all right. And he goes on and on and on. He's a bitter soul, Davey, a bitter soul. I pray for him. You understand, at the end of the day, or whatever.
All right, thank you so much. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Davey.
Morning, sir.
And morning to you again.
Mr. Curtis Douglas,
I agree with you, I guess, 100%. We is not at war fearing people. We are peaceful people. But at the same time, you have to stand up for yourself. You can't let nobody, you know, bully you and do what they want with you. And that is exactly the intimidation tactic that Venezuela defense minister using, right, to intimidate a small country like ours and Guyana. We have no military might to fight these people. Our military is, you know, it's nothing compared to this, right, and they know that. But at the same time, as I've said before, Venezuela is not going to interfere with Trinidad. They're not going to send any military or any military exercise into Trinidad, because once they do that, the U.S. is going to go in and remove that dictator next door. That he know that that will be the end of his reign. Right? So I'm not fearful of anything. It's just the people on the PNM side. They want to create a kind of... They want to have everybody frantic, and it's all about gaining political points.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That is what it is. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you very much. When it comes back to the fisher folk out there in Tobago, you know, how are they viewing this whole U.S. Intervention in the ocean? I remember you said a few moments ago that the absence of coast guards left you guys in the wilderness unprotected. Yes. Is it that your fisher folk are now feeling, your seafarers are now feeling a sense of safety while out there rather than being scared because they could fire or they could get caught up in a crossfire with anything?
Well, Trinidad and Tobago, before, well, since I am speaking frank on what it is, you know. Since this new government, right, came into power, we would have seen more activities in the Coast Guard in our coastal area. Right? Fishermen is now seeing the presence of the Coast Guard. I make no apologies for that. Right? I say it for what it is. And who is offended by that? You know, I didn't say to offend anybody. I'm just saying what is. And since the Coast Guard is there, we are seeing more presence, and the fishermen are feeling a bit more safe, but at the same time, they are very scared from what we are seeing is taking place. Right? So obviously we are throwing cautious to the wind. So when a man going out, now we're fine, we're trying to be more communicative, and we advise, as the president, I advise the fisher folk to come in a bit more early, because sometimes they leave all 4 o'clock in the morning and come in all 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the night. So we're trying to cut down the time on how they spend at sea to mind the family. And obviously the sense of urgency of fear is there. Because when they come home, their wife is seeing the same boat, so you is panicking, because we don't know if these targets, because you're not seeing whether it's TFTT, which is a Tobago Fisher Folk Association boat. We are not seeing, we're seeing boats and people are being destroyed. Okay? But we continue to go and play our trade, but at the same time, we are taking caution. And we also advise to all fisher folk, in the size of anything, head for shore and report it to the irrelevant authorities. Right? Report. We don't carry guns. We don't have anything. So obviously, you're going out there because you know you have an onus and a responsibility for you and your family and the people of Tobago. So you're going to fishing. So obviously, you're going out there with very serious caution.
All right.
Very serious caution.
And I'm happy to hear that. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to your guest.
Mr. Curtis Douglas. Guest.
So I just want you to remember, this government came into office and a couple of weeks after, the president of Venezuela announced that they found a boat that came from Trinidad with arms. And that is how it started, when our prime minister said, well, listen, if you come by wing, whatever boat come in our world, meet with deadly force. That started the brouhaha. Quite undiplomatic language to use with your next door neighbor. It was subsequently relieved that a Trinidadian was among others that carried several arms into Venezuela, which the president claimed was going to be used to destabilize Venezuela. And the brouhaha continued. You have a minister of government talking about he's going to get another country to nuke Venezuela. How you consider we buy this fight? How come Venezuela not argue with Barbados or Grenada? How come it's only Trinidad? It is the folly that comes out of Port of Spain that is causing Caracas to respond this way. And fools who come and talk, it is the PNM, the PNM, the PNM. I am talking for Trinidad, you know. I'm not talking for the PNM. Like you also observe, when a bomb comes, it doesn't know who it comes for, no. It's taking whoever.
All right.
At the end of the day, we bought this fight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Your thoughts?
Let me respond to the gentleman. I appreciate your intel or your data from which you speak on. But let me tell you the true data, what comes out of Tobago. Out of Tobago, that same boat that the Venezuelan Gasinalo and president and prime minister, whoever, would have encountered, that boat was stolen from Tobago by Venezuelans.
Hmm.
And we would have reported that boat was stolen from Bell Garden. And the guy named, I refuse to call his name, is a fisher folk, used to go 40 and 45 miles, and they stole his boat, and they made some adjustment to this boat. So when they say they found the boat, because I would have pleaded with the ministers to try to get back that same boat for the gentleman, because that boat was stolen out of the waters in the dark of night in Bell Garden. Right? And after that, we would have seen Venezuelans and they, right, with announcing how that boat was stolen. That is a TFT boat, was stolen from Tobago, not Trinidad, Tobago, and end up in the waters of Venezuela. If it wasn't, and in case you don't know, numerous amounts of boat and engine was being stolen off of the shores of Plymouth, Castara, all over Tobago, and ending up in Venezuela. For sale when fisher folk was crying when they spent $80,000 and $90,000 for the 75 Yamaha boat engine and ending up in Venezuela through Venezuelans trying to run it from our waters with our own thing, right? And when we see this now, who am I to say that was the act of by them, right? But I am saying, I am not here to argue. I am here to tell you or to have the solution. Let's find a solution-oriented situation, because we are all blaming the prime minister and aggression, but that doesn't give the president, the vice president of Venezuela, to send threat to Trinidad and Tobago, anyone to send any threat of Trinidad and Tobago. And we know everybody else have to, but what I'm saying, we must be the adults in the room to have that conversation, to sit down, because up to now, Trinidad and Tobago, nobody. Trinidad didn't blow up nobody, and Trinidad didn't try to blow up nobody. The prime minister would have respond when she get into office. Her response may not be favorable. No Trump, and their response is favorable from all the complaints was going to be bombing up people. But what I'm saying, we still have a path where we could have a conversation to end up to resolve this problem between Trinidad and Tobago and Venezuela. Because, repeat, Trinidad and Tobago did not blow up, did not kill. We make refuge, we give Venezuelans home and school to go to educate the children. So don't let us turn this into I don't like the prime minister, I don't like this. Let's deal with the core facts and how we move forward from here. This is how Tobagonians think. What do we do to help to resolve this situation so we don't lose the lives of our families through ignorance and tough talk?
I like how you're
what
talking.
What do we do for me?
I like how you're talking. But I must ask you, though. You said you're seeing more activities with the Coast Guard since this installation of this government. Would you say that the outside of the Venezuelans, the U.S. presence in the Caribbean Sea, would you like to see our vessels patrolling the borders, given the fact that you have made two startling claims? One is in the papers that the Venezuelans are coming closer to our border, and two, they have already engaged persons on Tobago waters. Would you prefer see more Coast Guards out there, as the U.S. is not really there to protect Trinidad and Tobago? You know, they have their mission. Would you prefer to see more?
Yes. No, remember, The Americans, as they have it, are not on the sovereign rights or marine space of Trinidad and Tobago, right? But we have a duty to do two things. One, we must be able to protect our airspace. Two, we must be able to protect our marine space. So we need to ramp up. We need to ramp up the security, our borderlines, our marine and our airspace line to protect it. Because they say, make no mistake, good fence in your property, let's create good neighbors, right? So once you fence your property, you cover good neighbors. So we need to fence, We need to fence and protect so that, you know, we all are on the same page. Venezuela is there, they're protecting their waters. We are protecting our waters as well.
As Trinbegonians, there were Trinidadian fishermen that said that they were worried about piracy, given the fact that where the ships are, you know, the fear going that part may result in some mistaken identity from U.S. warships. Have your Tobago fisher folk had any encounter with pirates having to avoid certain areas because of the tension on the high seas that, so far?
We've been, not so far, but for the last for a couple of years, well. We've been having encounter with piracy. Early up in the show, I would have told you whereby Venezuelans is running Tobago fisher folk in the water, I tell you, all 10, 5 miles outside. That's right in shore from the nearest port from the nearest point. I'm telling you, we've been countering piracy. And then again, I must say, about a year and something ago, one of my fisher folk went into difficulties. He boat was sunk, right? And they were shot, and they were rescued by Venezuelans. So I'm saying to you, I'm not here to castrate anyone. I'm here to tell you the facts. I'm not here to hide or to defend anything. This is the mere facts that we've been facing with, and it is the reality, right? We've been chased by Venezuelan people and aggressors. We cannot go in Venezuelan waters because I know as well where a lot of colleagues in Trinidad, boats have been shot behind by Venezuelans, right? So it's a normal thing, but now we need to bring some form of order to our waters, our marine space. We need order here all in right. Trinidad and Tobago. And yes, we just encounter Venezuelans, but so far, the amount of Venezuelans and the distance we've been encountering them, we haven't been seeing much of them as normally.
That's
before.
Wonderful. Hello, good morning. Very quickly, please. Hello? All right, I think they were trying to get us in. I do have a message that came through for you this morning. Let me see if I can get to that.
Oh, you come like here, you're turning the program into a denigration program because I'm going to be calling to respond to Barataria and you're a guest on the program. So that's right. What I tell you that.
All right, cool. So noted. Thank you very much, Kadeem. Good morning to Mr. Douglas. Can one of these boats reach the U.S. without fuel? I don't understand. Can one of these boats... Which boat?
No, let me explain something to you guys, right? For years, right? I don't want to get into this, you know, because this is serious thing, you know. I mean, the drug trade is very serious in Trinidad and Tobago, right? And these pirogues, once you have the right set of fuel, you can end up in Miami. Make no mistake. That's just basic. Yeah.
All right.
But
and
for pirogue, it will take a little while.
It'll take a little while.
But
it's like a small plane,
but
leaving to come down here. Yeah. It'll take a little while.
But if we have two hundred on it, I mean two hundred on that, and we have the right fuel inside that, that's easy pickings.
Wow.
Yeah? Easy pickings.
All right.
Yeah.
So my final question to you, and I thank you very much, Mr. Curtis Douglas, for getting in this morning and really sharing some insight. One of the things I'm very happy to note is that there has been no increase in pricing where it comes to fish.
So far.
And let's look at, I mean, the areas in which you guys are normally going out and farming, as it were, mm-hmm. because of the increased activities on the seas so far, did they scare off the game, as it were? Or are you all still able to get the amount of catch that you would get?
We're not catching as much because we try to advise the fisher folk not to stay too long at sea. So if you know you go out and you're catching something like a 600 or 700 pounds, you know, we're trying to just maintain that, you know, come with four. You understand me? We go work with that, right? Because I mean safety above anything else, paramount, right?
All right.
But we since the increase in the Coast Guard, we would have seen not much the appearance of Venezuela, although there are still those that are making runners running, you know, doing their thing, right? I know the Coast Guard is going to catch up on them, right?
Mm.
Right? For sure, right? But there's been a decrease of the numbers. And also, we'd have seen a decrease in the total activities on the sea since that bombing. Yeah? We would
All
have
right.
seen a decrease in activities, yes. We would have seen activities coming
right.
from the reports from fishermen from all over. We've seen a decrease.
All right, let's take this message.
Davey, good morning. I would have advice to your fellow Tobagonian on the show now. Let him know that the situation he finds himself in now is not nothing new. If he knows his history, he will understand what is happening to him. He is aligning himself with a third party who will only accentuate the difference he have with his folk, for want of a better word and brevity. They will accentuate the difference, and they will ask you to cooperate with them like you're doing now. But they don't, that third party doesn't consider you as an average human being. You know? They consider you a fraction of a human being. They have no respect, no regard for you, but they will continue to use you appropriately. And you, because of your lack of knowledge of your history, will support them. And it could be a return to 400 years of slavery.
All right. I thank that caller for sharing. And of course, yeah. I want to say thank you very much, Curtis Douglas, for getting up early this morning.
Before I go, I want to respond to that caller.
Okay.
You know, as I said to the caller, I am not a slave. I am not an armchair slave. I am not a slave at someone that they could use. And if you know me of who I stand for, I'm not led by anyone, right? I am not used by anyone. So you're talking about third party. When I stand independently. When I speak independently. And when I speak on the behalf of the people of Tobago and the all Tobago fisher folk. I am not here to get into any party to lock. Nobody can pay me. No one of them could say they pay Mr. Douglas. The only revenue Mr. Douglas gets is where Mr. Douglas works for. I don't get no private contract from anyone or to say, well, they could mama guy me. Mm-hmm. I speak freely. As a matter of fact, even the Venezuelans ambassador and Rachel reached out to me. So I don't know what you're talking about. I'm here for the people of Trinidad and Tobago. And I want you to remember something. I want you to pay attention. When some of you all sit down in all of home, living nice and drinking coffee and eating KFC, remember the Venezuelans and them, or they training their mothers, the housewife and them with guns, as they show on TV, to protect their sovereign rights. So you take that and put that in a pipe and smoke it, and let's pay attention to what is taking place with the people of Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very much.
I love Trinidad and Tobago. I love my country and I love my people.
And I thank you very much for that proclamation that you're just, that disclaimer you put out there. That was awesome. Thank you very much. Sometimes you need to put some of them in the place, man, with this slavery talk and this nonsensical talk. Thank you so much. And we will chat again in the not-too-distant future as we keep our eyes on what's taking place in the Caribbean Sea right in front of us. Thank you again, Mr. Douglas. Right. Have a good day out there.
Yes.
All right.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.